Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We have this very important prophetic word for you from Hank Kuhneman. It's an important word for September. John?
Yes, it's called September Prophecy. If you stand with me, I will put my words in your mouth. A call to prayer and intercession. As we have exited the month of August and have entered the month of September, I am calling for the people of God to enter into a time of prayer and intercession. God is looking for a people who will stand on the Lord's side for such a time as this. I pray you carefully read this prophetic word below and declared by the Spirit of God. This was just declared a few weeks ago, and he first released this August the 12th, 2018.
And it's for September
it's
2018.
It's for September. Correct. The enemy's brewing storm. So I speak to you now as there are storms in August forming and stirring to counter what I am doing. Look to September, for the enemy has said, we shall cause September to be violent. We shall cause September to be chaotic and cause September to be filled with rage and with storms. The marked ones, he has given you authority. But who shall stand, says the Lord, and speak upon this land? Peace be still, for I have given you authority, and I have given you power, but it shall not come if you point your finger, for I cannot and will not move through those who lift the finger of accusation, of hatred, racism, judgment, or prejudice. I will not use those who sow discord, but I look to those in this land that I may mark upon their forehead as I did in my word when I marked those who cried out because of the abominations and the things that were done in the land. Who will stand? Who shall be those who stand in the month of August where the storm is brewing and desires to manifest itself in the month of September? Who shall stand on the Lord's side, says the Spirit of God, and say, we shall stand and not point our finger, but we shall be marked with the mark of thy spirit of intercession. For if it is you who stand with me, says the Lord, then I will cause a grace to rest upon you, and I will put my words in your mouth, and you will shift atmospheres. You will shift territories, but do not be alarmed as the ground shakes and shakes and shakes.
And we're seeing that. We're beginning to see that brew. Understand that, you know, as prophesied by Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, we had that on the program in regards to, you know, this is a time where you see the spirit of witchcraft, which is really the rebellion that's across the land, and a presumption, which is a sin of idolatry, is over the land. And people are just doing whatever they're going to do and not realizing that you know, they're coming against what God's established. And so you also see a lot of people that are finger pointing and being criticized, that they're offended and they're responding back with pain. But God wants those that
and
are
actually sowing discord.
Yes.
I mean, I've never seen so divided in a nation.
Yeah. You look at the secular media and what they're being a part of. And I want to encourage you, you know, as the church, just go back to the words of Jesus. Go back to the Gospels and watch how Jesus responded to all the things that are going on. Mm. He was not caught up with the temperature of local politics. You don't hear about that. He wasn't caught up with all the religious fervor going on. He was about the Father's business, and he was spreading the love of God and the kindness of God, demonstrating the face of God and the image of God. And in the context of that, that's what we're supposed to do. And God's got your back. If you aren't pointing your finger, guaranteed God's got your back. But if you're pointing your finger, what Hank Kuhneman said, God's not going to have your back in this. And so what you want to do is just relax. God is your defense. And trust everything, including yourself, to him who judges justly, which is God. Don't look for justice in the land. Look for justice in the throne room of God. And realize that God is willing for us to go through something to win someone. This is what he says, and then we've got to close. He says, you know, your peace in the midst of chaos is a witness to those who see you. One is they're going to be destroyed. Two, you're going to be saved and saved by God. But they can be saved by looking at your life and go, you know what? I want whatever's causing you to have so much peace. I want that peace in my life. And that peace is Jesus Christ. And you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life as well. We shared what you can see at meetmyfather.org to find out more about that. You guys want to pray for you right now. We want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. How has this touched you?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfntv.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at vfntv.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at vfntv.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.